Radio personality and filmmaker Chelsea Cuthers Monroe will be debuting her documentary, The Waka That Waited, sharing her personal journey of reconnecting with her Cook Islands heritage. Subjected to backlash and harsh online comments in response to her Cook Islands piece in 2019, Chelsea vowed she would never do anything cultural again. However, she decided to push through and reclaim her cultural identity. Tiana Haxton spoke to Chelsea Cuthers Monroe to hear more about the documentary.
So I had a moment where I was just like, you know, kind of stuff it. And then I got to a point where I was like, no, you know, this is a problem. I can either sit and cry about it or I can do something about it. And so from that point onwards, I decided that every single year for Cook Islands Language Week, I would initiate a project to lead me back to my Cook Islands heritage. The reason I created this documentary was to stand in the gap for all those that felt feelings of inadequacy and unworthiness around claiming their culture as first generation, second generation New Zealand born Cook Islanders. And I just want everyone to know that if you akapapa, it's in your blood and that's enough, permission enough for you to explore your cultural heritage.
Amazing. So all about, you know, reclaiming your cultural heritage and I guess a healing journey for you. How has this journey been? You know, where has it brought you to now in this current day?
It's been the most healing journey of my life. It's been such a wholesome journey. It was funny because I was looking for answers, and the answers in my head at the time when I started this project was to be found in learning fluent Te Reo Māori Tuku Ki Arani. That's what I thought I had to get to achieve a sense of pride and a sense of belonging in my culture. Little did I know, it was actually through the journey was where I found my answers. It was by going back to my homelands, looking into my family genealogy, connecting through ancestral wisdom and knowledge through our elders, sitting and listening to our elders, talking to my nana, holding space to hear different perspectives. And I think it's been such a beautiful process of actually unpacking the complexities and actually understanding why I am here as a second generation New Zealand born Cook Islander in Auckland, why I do have language barriers, why I have felt like I was missing something all my life. And so just going on this journey, I've found such a deep sense of belonging and actually moving out from this shame, blame and trauma and pointing fingers to a place of healing through compassion, through empathy, and through, just listening, being open and having grace for myself on the journey as for others as well.
And you mentioned having gone back home to the Cook Islands, and I know you did a lot of your filming for this documentary there back home. Can you tell us a little bit about what are we going to see on screen on your premiere night?
As an Indigenous storyteller, I love visual storytelling. And so there's a lot of nostalgia. There's a lot of the New Zealand scene back in the 1960s. We've gone to the archives, which has been such a crazy experience. And then even Raro back in the 1930s, we managed to source some footage, 1920s. So people will be taken on a journey of nostalgia, of Cook Islands history, and of my own story as well. I think a big part of this documentary as well is, you know, feelings around shame and blaming. Part of this documentary, I want it to be a mirror reflection of every Cook Islander sitting in the room, whether they were like me and I didn't really identify as a Cook Islander, whether they were the well-seasoned, bilingual, fluent-speaking Cook Islanders. I think we all have a part to play, and in order to heal as one people and to be able to go forward, we all need each other, and we've all got something from our journey to gift one another. There's an exchange that takes place of old and new and a fusion of traditional and being open to new ways of adapting and navigating new waters as times do change. So I really want this documentary to just promote healing through empathy and compassion.
Amazing. I can't wait. And for those listening in, when and where are you going to be having your premiere? And how can people interested in attending come along?
A first official screening tomorrow night, Friday the 12th of April. From 5 p.m. onwards, we have a pre-show, and then we also have the program starting at 6 o'clock tomorrow. So if people are interested, they can go to the Māngere Arts Centre, and they can go to Event Finder and type in The Waka That Waited, and they can find that there as well. We've also had so much interest from overseas, also people in Australia, America, back home in the Cook Islands. So I'm really hoping to take this documentary on a little bit of a tour back to Rarotonga. We're looking for sponsorship at the moment and taking it back down to Wellington, where we obviously we've got a a big pocket of our Cook Islands community down there as well. But yeah, the official screening plus a live Q&A panel with some key figures of our community tomorrow night at the Mangere Arts Centre.
Thank you so much for your time, Chels. All the best for Friday night.